From Chicago, where being windy is nothing new, it's the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. The Medicare podcast that wonders where all the flowers have gone. And now, he once came second in a Doug Jones look-alike contest. It's Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Hey, it's the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. But you probably already knew that. My Canadian nephew, Drew McMillan, probably spilled the beans just a couple of seconds ago. I don't know if you know this, but he's a big-time Canadian entertainer, somehow involved in the production of a million different television shows in Canada. Probably not involved with my favorite Canadian TV show, which is Heavy Rescue 401. But we can discuss that another time. Welcome to the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. I am your Medicare expert, Doug Jones, as you heard in the opening announcement. I'm here to make everybody feel better about the transition from Obamacare to Medicare. We are happy to bring you the good news that it's not going to be a painful process at all. If I am allowed to act as your insurance agent, it will be actually almost a fun process. I'll do all the heavy lifting, and you can just sit back and enjoy the results of my labors, which would be to offer you a better and less expensive protection from health insurance that the government now provides, thanks to the beneficial contributions from all of the other taxpayers. Let's hope that lasts forever, because frankly, once you get to this point in your life, it's nice to get something paid for by somebody else for a change. On the other hand, we could talk economics all day long, and that's not what we're here for. We are doing all of this because I have a book out there that helps explain Medicare in really simple terms. It's a short, easy read, and it's called Medicare for the Lazy Man, Simplest and Easiest Guide Ever. It's available in Amazon or at Amazon in paperback, in Kindle or ebook version, which you can download to your device, and in Audible. So if you want to listen to these dulcet tones talking about the Medicare stuff, reading the book to you, you can certainly do that. And the prices are very reasonable, I have to say. Other Medicare books out there are much more expensive and often much more ponderous. And I have looked at some of them. They're full of silly typos and kind of oddball rationale. And frankly, Medicare for the Lazy Man offers you some deep Medicare secrets in a palatable way that when you're finished, I think you'll have a clear understanding of Medicare and a clear understanding of how to go through Medicare without spending a ton of cash. So with that said, I would like to introduce Randy Carson, the man who sits on the other side of the screen and twists the knobs and slides the slides and does all the other things required to make this thing sound as good as it does. Hello, Randy. How the heck are you today?
I'm good. Hey, I heard something.
Oh, boy. That means your hearing hasn't gone yet, huh?
No, I heard that there was quite a unusually large sales day for you.
Well, pshaw. Aw, shucks.
Hey, I mean, I kid you not. I saw the numbers rolling up, and it was like, the electricity use in Arizona during a 120-degree day.
Yeah, it was a lot like that. It almost dried up. It was the equivalent of drying up the Colorado River during a drought. What Randy's talking about here happened a week ago, I think a week and a half ago. Every couple of months, I offer my Kindle book for free, and it normally costs $3.80. So believe me, nobody's getting a steal when they get it for free. But I offer it for free because it gets promoted on lists that normally wouldn't promote a Medicare book. And so it reaches a new audience. So often I move out the door somewhere between 30 and maybe as many as 120 of these books occasionally. One time it was 651 books. That was about a year and a half ago. But it goes along between 30 and, let's say, 70 books on a free day every couple of months or so. And so about a week and a half ago, I had one free day from midnight to midnight. And when I looked at the results, it was astounding. It was 2,407 free Kindle versions that went out the door. And then two other people actually paid the $3.80 for a Kindle version. I don't know how that happened. They didn't get them for free, but it was a grand total of 2,409 books went out the door that day. And ever since then, I've been a little busier than usual because many of those people that read the book now have a clear understanding of what they need to do for Medicare and how I can help them. And so it was a beautiful, beautiful day, and the benefits are continuing to roll in. So thank you for mentioning that, Randy. I appreciate it.
You know, another way you could look at that, and I know that there's a number of ways to look at it, but, you know, there's 10,000 new 65ers, you know, hit the bricks about every day. That means that you can look at that one day in your book sales and you can say, I got one out of every five of those people.
Absolutely. Actually, it's pretty close to one out of every four. It was very close to that. But cool. The thing is, there's another day. What happened the next day?
Well, you know, I've been, ever since you told me that, I've been sitting here going, why, what was, okay, there had to be some pent up demand. So what I chalk that up to is they've been reading your book and they're going, okay, I have got to get this Kindle version. And they were waiting and waiting and waiting. And then all of a sudden, that pent-up demand was let loose. And boy, here they came.
Well, I've talked to a couple of experts who kind of scratch their heads and go, wow, that's pretty weird. I don't know about that. And these are experts. So the whole thing is, apparently, it reaches people that normally would not be reached by my normal advertising methodology. So therefore, I have to find a new methodology that duplicates what happened that day. Now, I'm going to have to pay people that know Amazon in and out to tell me what happened, I guess. I don't know how else to do it. So
maybe it was all the travel guide people.
Well, yes, it is. It was number one in travel tips. And I think when the new book came out a year ago, I was not able to duplicate that product placement on Amazon. So it hasn't been number one in that category since then.
But
my impression was that people who travel are in the age where they're looking at Medicare and they need something to read, you know, while the car is rolling down the road or the RV. And so that's the only explanation I ever came up with about number one in travel tips. But we were number two, and there was a game book or a puzzle book that was number one.
Oh, well, number two is good enough.
Yeah.
You know, especially in the puzzle book category.
There's a guy out there who thinks you and I sound like middle school girls when we tell our jibber jabber stories. And he would say number two is good enough for us, too.
Well, you know, as I mentioned in that earlier podcast, I'm willing to send him a full refund for every penny he spent.
Yeah, and he doesn't even have to show us a receipt.
Well, listen, we got to get going on some Medicare stuff. Let's shift gears just a little bit.
Today is a big red letter day. I have asked Randy to, instead of letting this go into the normal rotation so that you hear this 3 or 4 weeks down the road when AEP is almost gone, I wanted this to be front and center. And I'm sorry I didn't think about doing an episode about this sooner, but basically we're going to work together today to pick out the best drug plan, the best Part D drug plan for you and for me. We're going to do it together, even though you're not able to watch this. You're only able to listen to it. Get your pencil out and be sure and lick the lead so that it leaves a nice mark. Get your paper out and see if you can follow it. Let's see if I can draw a word picture that will be sufficient to have people try this on their own, because it's so easy once you know what to do. It's so simple that everybody ought to be able to do their own drug plan. And in the course of my instruction, I will be able to tell you why it's important for you to do it rather than to ask me to do it. because I will be happy to do it for you, but often it can get frustrating. So I'm going to try to remember to point that part out when we get to it. So the first thing you want to do is take your computer or your other device through which you look at things on the internet and go to medicare.gov/plan-compare. So it's medicare.gov/plan-compare. And you will see a green screen that tells you that you can log in, but you might not ever have been to that screen before. You might not have an account. And so it's just simpler not to log in, but to click right below the big letters where it says something like log in. Enter without logging in or something like that. It's a smaller letters. Gee, I wish I had taken a picture of that. It was so simple. I thought, Doug, you're never going to forget that. And of course, I forgot precisely what it says. But you don't want to log in. You want to just click on it, proceed without logging in. And so then it's going to ask you a couple of really, really easy questions. It's going to ask you what you're looking for. And it's got a whole bunch of things that you could be looking for, but the one item you're really looking for is a drug plan Part D. So you want to click on the little circle that's next to that. Ignore all the other items because we're just trying to keep it clean here. We're trying to keep it simple for the government website. The next item they're going to ask you is what your residence zip code is. So I put my residence zip code in where I am right now. I'm not happy about being here because winter is nigh, but I put in 60174. And then it said, hey, that zip code is in two different counties. You want to be in DuPage County or Kane County? And I clicked Kane County because that's where I live. And that's where I live. Under protest, the spousal unit insists that we not stay in Arizona during the wintertime, but she has a lot of friends here, so do I. So I guess I can't complain too much. Now, the next question is, do you get help with your costs? And this is about welfare. You get help with your costs from one of these programs. And it lists about seven programs, starting with Medicaid, Supplemental Security Income, and all that. And to keep it clean, once again, to make this as simple and meaningful as possible, you want to do what I always do, which is go to the last item and click, I don't get help from any of these programs. It's the very last item out of the list of six possible items. And then it will automatically take you to a screen that says, tell us your search preferences. There are only two choices, yes or no. It says, do you want to see your drug costs when you compare plans? Now, remember, you're looking for the best Medicare supplement, the best prescription drug plan for you. The best is defined as the least expensive. So do you want to see your drug prices? You want to say yes, because you're going to put your drugs in there, because the way the system works is to tell you what the least expensive plan is for you by comparing the costs of the drugs that you take. So the question that says, tell us your search preferences, you're going to answer, yes, I want to see my drug costs. And then you're going to get to the point where it's best that you do it rather than having me do it. That point is asking you to enter the information about each of your prescription medications. Now, if you take a baby aspirin every day, you wouldn't put that in there. And if you take a vitamin pill, you wouldn't put that in there because they aren't given to you by prescription. But if you take prescription medication, then what you do is this offers you to put in the first of your drugs. And I use two drugs here. So I put in atorvastatin, and I started typing it in the big box, and then below the box, a whole bunch of other drugs started to appear, but atorvastatin was one of them. So I clicked on that, and it said, okay, you take atorvastatin, what is your dosage? And I clicked on the box, it said dosages, and it showed me all the possible dosages for atorvastatin. These drugs all have a limited number of dosages. I take 20 milligrams of atorvastatin, but there was a 40 milligram possibility, and I think one smaller than that, 5 milligrams maybe. And so I just clicked on 20 milligrams. And then it said, how many do you take? In other words, how many do I order? So every month I would order 30. Now, there's a reason to do it monthly instead of quarterly. If you get 90 days supply at a time, that's wonderful. And that's what I do through my mail order. But for the purposes of our comparison, I use monthly. So I take 30 pills every month. And I clicked on that. And then I was finished. It said, do you want to add another drug? And I did add another drug. And this one I take for heartburn. And it's pantoprazole. That's P-A-N-T-O-P-R-A-Z-O-L-E. And I clicked on that. And then it said, what's your dosage? And I clicked on 40 milligram tablet, delayed release. I don't know if that's what I take, but that's what it defaulted to. And so I just went with that. I take one a day. So 30 per month. And it said, I'm done. Do I want to add another drug? At that point, I said, no, I'm through adding the drugs. And so then there was the opportunity to print my drug list. Up in the upper right-hand corner, there was a little picture of a printer, and it allowed me to print my list of drugs. Now, I've had some clients who have given me a list of drugs that's got 12 items on it, and it takes a long time to do that. And so printing that list is really good to make sure that you don't have to start from scratch. If I have to go back and change something in the results for a client like that, it's better that I can just pull his drug list out of the file and begin again. The really, really bad part of this whole process is that unless you open your own little account at the very beginning, it won't retain your list of drugs. They just go off into the ether once you've finished. And a lot of insurance agents are very upset about that. So I tell people, okay, you know your own drugs, and hopefully you're doing this correctly so that you'll be able to ignore the fact that your drug list disappears, because you don't need to save it once you know what the results are going to be. In other words, once you know what the drug plan is that you would like to enroll in, because it's the least expensive for you. What we're doing now is predicting for 2022 what the best drug plan for you would be. And the reason it's better for you to do this instead of having me do it is because many of these drugs can be confusing. And if I pick out the wrong one, we may not come up with an accurate result. We may not actually find the best drug plan for you. And here's one example. If you were taking metformin, then you would be able to put in metformin. And down below are several, actually probably five or six permutations of metformin. And if I choose the wrong one because you did not put in the second word, we have actually algogliptin / metformin. We have glipizide / metformin, gliburide metformin. Oh, there's metformin pioglizetazone and metformin hydrochloride. All of those could be metformin. So if somebody tells me they take metformin and I get to this part of the process, how do I choose from these five? Do I have to go back to the person and say, hey, could you be more specific, please? If you do it and you see that there's a lot of choice to be had in a particular drug, then you'll know to look at that bottle again to narrow down the choices and to pick an accurate selection. And that's going to make the results much more accurate. So that's why it's really better for you as the drug-taking, plan-buying patient to do this rather than me, someone who isn't really familiar with your exact prescriptions. So then once you've clicked, I'm done adding drugs, they should say I'm through adding drugs. That's better English, but it says, are you done adding drugs? And you click, yes, I am. It takes you to the next area where you choose the pharmacies that you prefer to have your prescriptions filled at. And the first choice is always the mail order, because each of these drug plans subscribes to a mail order service. Sometimes they own the mail order service, and other times they have a contractual relationship with somebody else's mail order service. But in reality, mail order is often the least expensive of all the drug plans available to you, or all the ways of filling your prescriptions. So I always choose mail order because I'm a lazy slug. I don't want to have to go to a store. And frankly, it's a lot of work talking my wife into going out and running my errands for me. So it's much easier for me if the drugs just show up in the mailbox periodically. But you can choose up to 5 pharmacies for your favorite places to fill your prescriptions. And in this case, I chose all the familiar ones that I knew in my area, which were an Osco, CVS, there was a Walgreens, and the mail order. And of course, the final choice was a local drugstore that's brand new. A friend of mine sent me an email about this drugstore recently. We had a family-owned drugstore in Geneva, Illinois, Riley's, and it went out of business, I guess. So it was located in the old Chevrolet dealership building. You could tell it was a car dealer's building from the 1920s. And so then it became a drugstore, and it closed up, I guess, in the last year or so. One of the pharmacists from that store opened up a new drugstore right next to a popular local Chinese restaurant. And so that is now Geneva Pharmacy. So that showed up in the list of pharmacies available, and I clicked on that as my number 5 choice. So I've got mail order, Osco, CVS, Walgreens, and then Geneva Pharmacy, a local neighborhood store that's brand new. So once I did that, I clicked on the far right side. It said done with your choices. Real easy to find that. And the next thing it did was it listed, this is where the payoff comes. It listed all 23 plans available in my zip code. It was a, it's such an easy process to get to this point. And in some respects, once you lose your fear of it, you find that it's almost fun. I've got clients who play with this. They do this a lot just to change the input factors to see what the output results will be. But in my case, it said there are 21 pharmacies in my zip code and 23 available drug plans. Some places have over 30 drug plans available in their zip code or in their county. But in my case, we have 23 to choose from. And what this program does, the result that we've just arrived at, is a list of each of those 23 drug plans listed in order of least expensive to most expensive. And that is the payoff. So because I want the least expensive plan, the least expensive for me, given what I put in, is SilverScript Smart RX. That plan is an Aetna plan. SilverScript was a separate company at one point. I think Aetna bought them a couple of years ago. And so really it's an Aetna product, but the drug plan is called SilverScript Smart RX. It tells me a bunch of things on the next screen. It's got, for all the plans, it's got a bunch of information. And the thing to do with all that information is ignore it. It's got a $6.90 monthly premium to buy this plan. Ignore that. It's got a deductible of $480, as do all drug plans. Ignore that. Ignore all of that thing and only look at the annual cost for the drugs plus the premiums, because that's going to be your out-of-pocket cost. Some drugs will have, under this plan, a copay. So when you go get your prescription filled, you might have to pay a little extra. If it's a generic and it's in a low tier, it might be covered at 100%. So all you'd have to pay is your $6.90 premium. But let's say in the middle of the year, you start taking a different drug and there's a copay. Well, we don't know that now. So you're going to be stuck with the extra copay. But right now we're predicting what 2022 will bring for the drugs you take and the pharmacies you like to use. And you can ignore all of the details. Don't think about the donut hole. Don't think about anything other than the cheapest drug plan available to you. And frankly, if you don't like that one, then there's going to be another one right next to it, because in my case, there are 23 plans that go from the cheapest to the most expensive. So I pushed the next button. It's really easy to find. It says compare plans. Each one of these little plan descriptions has a square next to it that says compare. So you click on that square for the first three plans, and then you've got your plan comparison. They're side by side on the final screen. And I wound up with the cheapest plan, SilverScript Smart RX. And the second cheapest plan was WellCare ValueScript. And the third in my area was ClearSpring Health Premier. Those three plans are the least expensive out of the 23 plans available in Kane County, Illinois. And they each have an entry for the prescription or the pharmacy that I have selected earlier in the process. So for each of these plans, it shows me what it would cost if I filled all my prescriptions at Walgreens. What's it going to cost next year if I fill all my prescriptions at Osco? And so on and so forth. Geneva Pharmacy and mail order. So with the SilverScript Smart RX plan, if I fill all my prescriptions mail order, I will pay a grand total all year long, a grand total of $106.80. So I don't know what that is when you divide it by 12, but it's not very much. It's probably very close to the exact plan premium of $690. But this includes all of the drugs that I've told it that I take. Now, what if I go to Walgreens and fulfill or fill all of my prescriptions at Walgreens? Well, that would cost me $3,556.92 because Walgreens is considered to be an out-of-network pharmacy. It says, don't go there unless you want to pay $3,500 all next year. And I don't want to do that. So I'm going to stick with, let's see, what's the next one? Osco. Osco, $106.80, just like the mail order. Costco is in here. I don't know why that would be there, but I don't remember selecting it. But again, if I fill all my prescriptions at Costco and I take the SilverScript Smart RX plan, I will pay a grand total during the course of next year of $106.80. If I go to the brand new pharmacy, it's out of network, another $3,556. And frankly, I don't think that's going to be like that forever because I bet this new store will be trying to join networks that will make the prices a lot more reasonable. But right now, if you buy SilverScript Smart RX, that store is not one of the preferred in-network pharmacies for this plan. And it's not for the other two on my comparison either. So WellCare ValueScript, the next one, if I go to almost every place on this list, the cost for the whole year would be $188.40. Now divide that by 12. That's your monthly outlay for an $11.70 premium for the WellCare plan. And then whatever is over and above that would be your co-pays for the drugs that you've told it you take. So the third one, ClearSpring Health Premier, it's a little more, again, it's more expensive. So the mail order for that one is $236.40. Costco would be $398.40. Osco, $236.40. Walgreens, $407.28. That would be what I would have to pay for the year out of my pocket if I go in there with my ClearSpring Health Plan card and say, fill my prescriptions. That would be the total cost over the next 12 months. So I'm going to go with the SilverScript Smart RX, and I'm going to be paying out of my pocket $106.80, and that's all I'm going to pay unless my doctor gives me some kind of new drug during the course of the year. And now, how am I going to enroll in the SilverScript plan? I'm going to call me and I'm going to say, Doug, I would like to enroll in the SilverScript Smart RX plan. And I'm going to say, fill out this little short questionnaire telling me all your particulars, and then I'll do the paperwork for you. And I will make sure that your plan is, you're enrolled in your plan before the first of the year. So that's the way you would do it. Now, let's suppose that I'm not contracted. Like, I'm not contracted with ClearSpring, the third least expensive on my list. Well, then I would say, here's the telephone number. You can call ClearSpring yourself and talk to the fine people there, and they'll be happy to enroll you because they just love it when I send them new customers. But more importantly, it's easy for you to get enrolled. It's harder for you to figure out which plan is the best for you. What we've just done is help you pick out the best plan for you. What's the best plan for you? It's not the one with the name you like. It's not the one with the smallest or largest monthly premium. It is the one that overall costs you the least money out of your pocket. for the prescriptions that you think you're going to be taking next year. Boy, we just saved people a whole ton of money and saved me a whole lot of time, Randy. I hope
we did. I have to mention to the audience, you know, when I first started getting involved in, you know, this Medicare knowledge, I certainly have gained a lot of knowledge working with Doug. But when I first got, you know, this drug selection process, I thought surely that there must be something I'm missing here, because the same series of drugs can be purchased for $180 a year, or conversely for $8,412 a year. I mean, I'm being a little facetious, but it really is something. There's really no difference in the drugs. The cheapest is really the best. You're not, in my opinion, you're not, there's no way to miss the boat. If it's the cheapest, it's the best, right?
Absolutely. We have no better tool right now to predict what's going to happen. And frankly, these drugstores could change their corporate relationships with the drug providers, causing the price to go up or down during the course of the year. One thing people ask about is, how about a drug plan? And, you know, we've got a drug discount card that can maybe be cheaper than the drug plan that I have chosen, because it's the least expensive drug plan. Well, go into the pharmacy and say, here's my prescription. What's it going to cost with my drug discount card? And what's it going to cost with my drug plan? And they'll tell you which one is cheaper, and that's the one to go with. You don't have to always use your drug plan. Why should you have a drug plan? Because if you don't have it from the time that you're originally eligible, then the government will come after you when you do buy a drug plan years from now and you take a bunch of drugs. They'll come after you and make you pay a lifetime late enrollment penalty. So it's better, if you don't take any drugs right now, get the cheapest drug plan available, and I'll help you do that. And just pay a few bucks every month to avoid having later to pay the lifetime late enrollment penalty.
So in my simple mind, and, you know, basically I'm still very much of a novice at this process. So really there's two aspects you need to pay attention to. You need to get your drugs listed accurately, mm-hmm. and you need to pick the best plan, which, by the way, would be the cheapest plan.
Right.
And you also have to make sure that you fill it at the cheapest location, right?
Well, basically a chain grocery or a chain drugstore is going to have a contract probably nationwide. So pick the pharmacies that are closer to you, plug them into this website questionnaire thing, and then probably that drugstore is going to have the same cost arrangement everywhere you go. So if you go to Walgreens out of town when you're on vacation, they should be able to provide the drugs at the same or very close to the same cost. So it
looks to me like Walgreens doesn't really want anybody's business for that price.
Well, the cheapest drug plan, no, they're not contracted with that as an in-network provider, so it's really expensive. The next two drug plans, the second cheapest drug plan, had Walgreens as a part of their network, and so the cheapest drug plan without Walgreens in it, if I went to Osco instead, I would pay $106 all year long. Now, the second cheapest plan was the WellCare Value Script. That Walgreens and WellCare have a relationship. So if I went to Walgreens with that WellCare Value Script, the second cheapest plan, then I would pay $188.40 during the cost of the year. And that's worth it, that extra cost that I would have to pay during the course of the 12-month period might be worth it to me if I love going to Walgreens, or if it's right next door or something like that.
Yeah.
So these are things to consider. That's why we have three of the cheapest plans lined up together. Walgreens isn't available to those that want the very cheapest plan, but it's available to the second and the third cheapest. So if they like Walgreens, that's the plan to choose.
So, Doug, thank you so much for taking the time to explain the detail of this, because I know you and I have discussed this several times over the years we've worked together. And about, I got to be honest with you, about 22 minutes after we discuss it, my mind goes, I don't remember a thing.
That's why I've got, that's why I invite people to contact me, because a lot of people may have the same problem. But if they go to the website and do it themselves, they're going to have a more accurate result than I'm going to have, because they know what their drug is exactly, and they know where they want to fill their prescriptions. And once they have that, then they can call me up and say, here's what I came up with by doing the government plan compare. And yeah. I want you to help me get that drug plan. I say, hey, thank you for making it easy for me.
So as a non-Medicare expert, but an IT expert, I would recommend to anybody that wants to play the drug roulette game from the government, I would suggest you get yourself a cup of coffee. Take a breath. There's no way to screw it up. You're not ordering anything at that point. You're just comparing, you know, take a breath, you know, play the game, make the comparisons. And eventually, as Doug said, it will actually become kind of fun.
Absolutely correct. Randy is right about that. And frankly, once you get out of that website, it's like you were never there. There is no way you can do any damage to yourself. You cannot accidentally enroll in a plan by following the steps that I've laid out for you.
Yeah. So use it and use it often, because the more comfortable you get with it, the better answer you're going to get out of it. And if you have a really great answer when you talk to Doug, then he can carry it on and give you a really great product.
There you go. And you will have, you'll feel like a hero. And you will have been able to do it without really getting tired at all. You might want to take a nap anyway, because it's a lot of thinking involved, but it'll be easy for you. So I welcome anybody who says, hey, I went on the site and I decided I want to get this plan or that plan. I would love to have that conversation with anybody.
Well, Doug mentioned early on in this podcast that we're going to take this out of normal rotation and we're going to post this as quickly as possible. And I want you to know what that means. And that is that Doug feels that this is critically important coming up in this particular time of the Medicare business, which is AEP. And this goes right along with it. So take Doug's advice like you always should. Listen to it. Get on the government website. Compare your drugs and go for it.
Thank you very much for listening to us today. And I'd like to hear how you do. So if you feel inclined to share your experience with me, then please send it to dbj@mlmmailbag.com.
Absolutely. And you guys have just spent a very quality 32 and a half minutes with Doug Jones, the anti-insurance guy from Oklahoma, and now the expert on the drug comparison process at Medicare.gov.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.